"We have come," said the man in the robes. "We have answered your call."
He was speaking Orth, not as well as Jules Verne Durand, but well enough to make me think he had been studying it for a couple of years, as long as we didn't snow him with arcane tenses and intricate sentence structures, he would be able to keep up. I say we, but I didn't expect to do much talking. "Why am I here?" I had asked Fra Jad, as we had approached the gate of the building that floated in the center of Orb 1.
"To serve as amanuensis," he had replied.
"These people can build self-sufficient intercosmic starships, but they don't have recording devices?"
"An amanuensis is more than a recording device. An amanuensis is a consciousness-bearing system. And so what it observes in its cosmos has effects in others in the manner we spoke of at Avershon's Dowment."
"You're a consciousness-bearing system, and you seem to be much better at playing this polycosmic chess game than I am, so doesn't that make me exiguous?"
"Much pruning has taken place in recent weeks. I am now absent in many versions of the cosmos where you are present."
"You mean you're dead and I'm alive?"
"Absent and present express it better, but if you insist on using those terms, I won't quibble."
"Fra Jad?"
"Yes, Fra Erasmus?"
"What happens to us after we die?"
"You already know as much of it as I do."
About then, the conversation had been interrupted as we had been ushered into the room, featuring the man in the robes. Knowing nothing of Ernudan culture put me at a disadvantage in trying to puzzle out who this man was. The room offered no clues. It was a sphere with a flat floor, like a smallish planetarium. I guessed that it was situated near the geometric center of the orb. The inner surface was matte and glowed softly with piped-in sunlight. The circular floor had a chair in the middle, surrounded by a ring-shaped bench. A few receptacles, charged with steaming fluids, were arranged on the bench. Otherwise, the room was featureless and undecorated. I felt at home here.
"We have answered your call."
What was Fra Jad going to say to that? A few possible responses strayed into my head. "Well, what took you so long?" Or, "What the hell are you talking about?" But Fra Jad answered in a shrewdly noncommittal way by saying,
"That I have come to bid you welcome."
The man turned sideways and extended an arm toward the circular bench. The robes unfurled and hung from his arm like a banner. They were mostly white, but elaborately decorated. I wanted to say that they were brocade or embroidery, but life among bolt-wearing ascetics had left me with a deeply impoverished vocabulary where the decorative arts were concerned, so I'll just say that they were fancy.
"Please," the man said,
"we have tea, a purely symbolic offering, since your bodies can do nothing with it, but..."
"We shall be pleased to drink your tea,"
Fra Jad said. So we repaired to the circular bench and took seats. I let Fra Jad and our host sit relatively close, facing each other, and arranged myself somewhat farther away. Our host picked up his teacup and made what I guessed was some kind of polite ceremonial gesture with it, which Fra Jad and I tried to copy. Then we all sipped. It was no worse and no better than what Javarn used to eat at Messel. I didn't think I'd be taking any home with me. The man drew some notes from a pocket in his robe and consulted them from time to time as he delivered the following.
"I am called Gan Odru. In the history of the Daban Ernud, I am the 43rd person to bear the title of Gan. Odru is my given name. The closest translation of Gan into Orth is Admiral. This only approximates its meaning. In our military system, one class of officers were responsible for the trees, another for the forest."
"Tactics and strategy, respectively,"
Fra Jad said.
"Exactly. Gan was the highest-ranking strategic officer, responsible for direction of a whole fleet, and reporting to civilian authorities when there were any. Command of specific vessels was delegated by the Gan to tactical officers with the rank of Prague, or what you would call a captain. I apologize for perhaps boring you with this, but it is a way to explain the manner in which the Daman Ernud has behaved toward Ab.
It is in no way boring, said Fra Jad,
and glanced over my way to verify that I was doing my job, which, as far as I could tell, was merely to remain conscious.